With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will speak before Congress today in hopes of bolstering U.S. support for continuing Israel's fight against Hamas and other adversaries. Thousands of protesters are expected. Also on SRNNews.com, President Biden tonight will address the nation about his dropping out of the 2024 race for the White House.
For the past week, the president was sidelined with COVID at his Delaware beach home. While there, he decided to end his reelection bid following mounting pressure from Democrats. Tonight from the Oval Office, he will talk to the country about his decision and the remaining months of his administration.
That's White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Republican leaders are warning party members against using overtly racist and sexist attacks against Vice President Harris. The warning comes as lawmakers and former President Donald Trump's campaign scramble to adjust to the reality of a new Democratic rival less than 4 months before Election Day. U.S. regulators are investigating how Delta Airlines is treating passengers affected by canceled and delayed flights as the airline struggles to recover from a global technology outage. Aviation analyst Jim Hetzel says he thinks Delta will bounce back quickly from the problems.
This is not customary for Delta. They've always kind of exemplified themselves as being very operationally sound. I do believe they are working diligently to recover, and I would expect them to see big improvements again within probably the next couple days.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg announced the Delta investigation on the X social media platform. Taiwan has shuttered offices, schools, and tourist sites across the island ahead of a powerful typhoon. The storm already worsened seasonal rains in the Philippines. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are down 166 points. This is SRN News. A professor fights for his First Amendment rights.
After Dr. Alan Josephson stated he doesn't think sex change operations on small children are a good idea, the University of Louisville fired him. Josephson is a distinguished child psychiatrist. He's led the university's Division of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry and Psychology since 2003. He's filed suit now against the school with the help of Alliance Defending Freedom, and his case is now before the 6th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Cincinnati. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Republican Governor Chris Sununu of New Hampshire has signed a bill to keep males off of female sports teams. His action adds the state to nearly half in the nation that have adopted similar measures. The bill passed by the Republican-led legislature would require schools to designate all teams as either girls, boys, or co-ed, with eligibility based on students' birth certificates. This is SRN News. It's yet another challenge for churches.
The church insurance market, like the insurance industry overall, has been hit with the perfect storm in recent years, including skyrocketing construction costs and an ongoing wave of natural disasters. As a result, companies such as Church Mutual, Guide One, and Brotherhood Mutual, which specialize in insuring churches, have seen their reserves shrink. Churches are a niche market that's difficult to insure and full of risks, say experts. They're open to the public, work with everyone from infants to senior citizens, sometimes house social service programs, and often have large buildings. Keith Peters reporting.
Payment processing giant Visa says its fiscal third quarter profits rose 9% on an adjusted basis as its benefits from consumers and businesses moving their payments from cash to credit card and debit cards. More details at SRNNews.com.